What's been the response from the government and the FDA to your book?
I have had private conversations with some of the doctors and researchers still involved in government work that were of assistance when I was doing the research on this book. And privately, they will tell me that they really liked it. They learned everybody, if somebody's an immunologist, they learned something about the opioid trade they never knew. If somebody's involved in infectious diseases, they found out something in the history of what happened with patent drugs they knew nothing about. There's something for everybody here, so they've enjoyed it. But they don't say that publicly because it's a hard book on the pharmaceutical industry and it's very critical. So there are private, yes, I enjoyed it, good work, but publicly, I haven't had anybody stand up and say, that's on my bookshelf.
Are the Republicans or the Democrats more likely to be pro-pharmaceutical industry?
So, this is so interesting because I view this book as not a political book. And the reason it's not a political book is because both sides of the aisles at different times have been in the pocket of the pharmaceutical company. Yes, you pick a period of time, and I'll tell you which party is to blame at that particular period. So there are many times when I say the Republicans are to blame here. They did this on the FDA in the 90s, and the Democrats less so, but the Democrats have done it plenty of times. They've given in the pharmaceutical industry. Provide a lot of money into PACs and political funding and campaigns. And as a result, I find that both political parties have been beholden to them too many times. And that's a shame. So, in the best example of this, in the beginning of COVID, in March of last year, when COVID first started to break, there was the first of what I call the emergency spending bills before stimulus, before taxpayers started to get money. It was $8 billion. $3 billion was going into funding of vaccine research. So we were throwing the money into drug companies to say, come up with a vaccine. The first draft of that bill said that the money being given by the federal government could be used by these companies if they shared the research. So nobody would own the intellectual property rights to it. It would have to be shared. You're making progress at Pfizer, you'd have to share it with Johnson & Johnson, would share it with Moderna. They'd all be working together to use that money to come up with a vaccine that worked. And secondly, it would have to be fairly priced. And if it wasn't, the government had some mechanism to come in and really lower the price. And guess what? By the time that bill was passed, 2 weeks after it was first introduced, both of those were out. So the companies were allowed to take the money and keep the proprietary rights to sell their own products. They didn't have to share it. And there was nothing about what the profit was built in. Democrats and Republicans passed that bill. It was passed unanimously. So you say, which party's to blame? They could have held the feet to the fire. They didn't at that time. And that's really unfortunate. We had a Democratic House, we had a Republican Senate. Nobody in the end stood up and said, we have to have those in. They just threw the money at the drug industry. And that's unfortunate.
Why was it important for you to come here and speak at the Real Truth About Health conference?
I don't think there's anything more important than informed consumers. Informed consumers being patients. You have to, I know this from my wife Trisha's own book about menopause. She says in there when her doctor, her gynecologist, tells her you have to take hormone replacement therapy, and she leaves there and does some research, and guess what? Decides it's not for her because of the history of breast cancer in her family, and so she takes a route with natural medications and herbs and supplements and exercise. It works for her, and that would never have happened if she hadn't questioned A, the advice from her doctor. And then done a little bit of research. You need to do that research. And that's what conferences, especially like this, can do. It allows the public and people already interested to come in and hear a variety of ideas. It doesn't mean that everybody you listen to, you're going to agree with. There are people that will disagree with me about the fact there are people that think that no pharmaceutical drug is good. There are people that think that I'm not hard enough on the drug industry. People think I'm too hard on the drug industry. But you take the information that I give, take the information from other panelists, and you distill it. There's nobody that has the absolute truth. They give you bits of information that then become something for you to utilize yourself. And this is what happens over this 10-day period. You get flooded with information, you get to follow a whole bunch of new things that you didn't know about before, and you become an educated consumer who doesn't become a victim for the drug industry's advertisements that you're going to listen to something and go out and follow it blindly. Make sure that if you do decide to take a pill and a doctor's prescribed it, that you're convinced it's absolutely necessary and needed. You can do that. Or is there an alternative? Is there another way of treatment? You might be able to do it naturally. Become that consumer, become that patient, and you'll be better off for it in the long term. That's why this is so important to be part of.
Well, with that, we thank you very much for being a part of it. and for all of your time today, as well as all of your very, very meaningful work. Very much appreciated.
No, thank you so much for having me. I was looking forward to this, and I'm glad we're able to do it. I'm looking forward to April as well.
That's wonderful. Again, thanks very much, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thanks. I hope it's good, and hope that's of some use. Sometimes, as you can tell, I'm still passionate about this. You know, there are things that get me still angry, no matter how much I talk about it. It seems like common sense to me, but what do I know?
We see you as a hero, and we appreciate it. And that goes for Trish as well. So thank you both very much.
Thanks, Trish, for those reminders. All right. Talk to you later. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.